What has mythology told you about death? What do you think about death?
Well, the way, if one can identify with the consciousness of which the body is a vehicle, and really achieve an identification with the consciousness of which the body is a vehicle, not knowing what it is, undifferentiated consciousness, one can let the body go. I like what I heard of Woody Allen, you know, I'm not afraid to die, I just don't want to be there when it happens. You can have disengaged yourself from the body and not be there, you might say.
And yet, you know from myth and nature that the body dies. It perishes. It rots. We're back to the beginning of the
mother. So you expect it. Growing old. I mean, you know what's happening. The body is rotting. It's dying. It's losing its energy. There's more mass than energy here. And the identification then with the life which in a plant survives pruning, cutting, and even eating, the plant is right back there again, is you might say, a biological image that is metaphorical of this spiritual mystery.
There's that wonderful report of the Indians riding into the rain of bullets from Custer's men, and they're saying, it's a good day to die.
A great day to die. They're not hanging on. That's the message of the myth. You, as you know yourself, are not the final term of your being. And you must die to that one way or another, in giving of yourself to something or in being annihilated, actually, physically, to return, you might say, or to recognize. Life is always on the edge of death, always, and one should lack fear and have the courage of life. That's the principal initiation of all of the heroic stories.